keeping costs down. I'm Lee Silasera, Fox News. President Biden in his last stop was Western Swing in Nevada, where he talked about the cost of prescription drugs for seniors.
To go along with some drug companies pledging to drop costs of life-saving drugs such as insulin for diabetics, President Biden at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, pointed to a provision in the Inflation Reduction Act that he says he will hold drug makers accountable for.
The drug companies that raise prices faster than inflation have to pay back the difference to Medicare.
The president claims that limit will make drug copays cheaper. He criticized some Republicans for wanting to repeal the act and again called on the GOP to show their budget proposal and where they want to cut spending. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
A suburban Indianapolis couple has been arrested on charges they took part in the January 6th riot at the Capitol. Arthur and Jessica Raher face felony civil disorder and four misdemeanor charges. Prosecutors say they were among the first group to enter the tunnel areas of the Capitol. As a Princeton University student has been arrested in connection with the riot.
Charged with violent assault against police that day at a tunnel leading to the Capitol. The 21-year-old from New Jersey and a crowd that charged a police line by coordinating a heave-ho shove, accused of cheering as Capitol Police were pepper-sprayed and screaming, drag them out. The young man from Manahawkin in a MAGA hat was tracked down when the FBI matched video from the riot to images of him found on Instagram and the Princeton University website.
Fox's Therese Crowley. The man is charged with civil disorder, a felony, and other misdemeanors. He was released by a judge after his initial hearing. California Governor Gavin Newsom surveyed flood damage today in a region of the Central Coast after the 11th major storm of the winter. America is listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Last year's Supreme Court decision overturning Roe versus Wade means abortion rules are now up to states. One state with divided government is now grappling with what their law should look like.
After the Supreme Court overturned Roe, the law that took effect in Wisconsin was from 1849. It outlawed abortion except to save the life of a woman. The state under Democratic Governor Tony Evers sued, arguing that more recent state laws should supersede that old one. Now the Republican-controlled legislature is proposing a bill that would create exceptions for rape and incest in the early stages of a pregnancy. It would also allow for abortions if a pregnancy would result in irreversible harm to a woman or if the fetus has no chance of surviving. Governor Evers has said he won't sign any bill that stops short of having the same abortion rights the state had before Roe was overturned. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Texas officials have announced a takeover of Houston's nearly 200,000 student school district. The decision follows allegations of misconduct by school trustees and chronically low academic scores at one of the nearly 50 high schools in the nation's eighth largest district. A leading Hollywood actor cashes in on the sale of a wireless startup.
Ryan Reynolds has used his celebrity status to build Mint Mobile into a low-cost competitor in the crowded wireless space. And it has paid off big time. Reynolds, along with his backers, are cashing in and selling the upstart carrier to T-Mobile for over $1.3 billion. Reynolds is part owner of Mint Mobile and appears in the company's ads both on TV and social media. Following the planned takeover, T-Mobile said Reynolds would stay on in a creative capacity, and the company would keep the Mint Mobile brand.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. Wholesale price increases in the United States slowed sharply last month as food costs declined, a sign that inflationary pressures may be easing. From January to February, the government's producer price index fell 0.1%. I'm Lee Silasera, Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.